Radio 1310 The Ticket says it's time for the only sport where you can smoke, eat, and drink while you play.
Hey, you're right!
It's Bowling for Spirit, Mad Radio's annual charity event for Wednesday's Child at Showplace Lanes in Euless. Bob and Dan have picked up some spares and everybody puts three fingers in the hole Wednesday, July 14th.
You can't beat a bowler.
Presented by Sonic Drive-Ins. From the station that says, Bumper Bowl is not an option. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Tomorrow morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're out today in Arlington at Hot Rods and Hogs, which is a new place, a new night spot on 360 between I-30 and Randall Mill on the east side of 360, the northbound side, if you will. And we're going to be here till 7 tonight. If you'd like to come out and hang out with us, hey, that Troy Aikman autographed football is still on the line for anybody who shows up in full Cowboys regalia. We're talking football pants, cowboy football pants, helmet, jersey, all of it, and a jock strap on the outside of your pants.
You're going to have to satisfy T-Bar.
That's right. Show up with that. You can walk out of here with a Troy Aikman autographed football. But right now, it is 5:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Ah, yes, the plaintive tones of Like Slayer remind us that it is time once again for another episode of Snake Pit.
Requested Snake Pit.
It's the only kind there is, man.
No, sometimes we disappoint it.
And with more on that, here's Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Snake.
I'm going to title this
Snake.
At what Order. Point do old people...
Here we go.
Realize or sure not enough. Realize that they cannot function in our society.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and pick on the old people.
I usually
right?
poo-poo.
Grego, you would have blown your top.
I knew it was going to be about somebody old or somebody fat.
Well, this is an old person at the grocery store. Yesterday, I'm getting ready to check out, and I got a lot of items. I'm loaded up, so I can't go through the self-checkout lane because they only let you, do that
well,
with 15
gee, why
items.
Why not?
Or, they only let you do it with 15 items or less.
Oh, what a flawed system
boy,
that
I'm
is.
I'm telling you.
That's why it's growing by hundreds of millions of dollars every month.
Is you know it?
Yeah, we already went over that.
Side note, okay?
Go ahead.
I talked to a guy that's in the grocery store business.
Uh-huh.
Really, what's
failing.
His name?
That is failing.
How? Grego.
Hey, that's all
then why
me.
On CNN.com do they say that it's growing by leaps and bounds?
Well, I don't know why, but he told me
what
it's
what do
failing.
They know?
I don't know.
What does CNN.com
What does the Clinton
know?
News Network know?
Who'd you talk to? Jim Kroger?
Al Jazeera West. What do they know?
Mike Tom Thumb?
Yeah, Bob Tom Thumb.
I think
talk
I'm going
to...
Talk
to the guy that's in the... I don't want to derail yet.
Steve Central Market?
But he said the thing is not really working.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to trust CNN.com as opposed to Grego's unnamed friend
right.
in the grocery
My
store
My buddy
business.
In the grocery business.
And it's not just CNN. There was an article in the morning news touting the same
mm-hmm.
thing, how
mm-hmm.
great it is. Everybody's putting it in, and they love
you
it.
What does the morning news know?
That's called propaganda, Kevin.
Yeah, because that needs propaganda. All right, let's move on, though.
The morning news once employed Grandpa Urine. Do we need to remind anybody of that?
What were you doing at the grocery store, stocking up on rubbers for the weekend?
Yeah, I had a basket full of rubbers, Danny.
Listen,
it's becoming default.
As soon as Michael Moore makes a film about self-checkout, I believe that it's propaganda.
Right. Okay, so I have to get in one of the regular lines, and it's a Monday or a Tuesday, the day after the holiday, and it was crowded at the store, so there's a lot of long lines. Well, I found one line The lady was getting ready to shut the line down. The checker was. She was like, but I'll take you. And she was checking some old lady out. I looked at her. She's like, I'll take you after I get her done. It's like, great. So I pull up behind this old lady, and she was probably in her 80s, okay? So she's officially old.
Poor woman.
And she doesn't have many items in her basket. I'm thinking, this is great. I'm going to get in here and out of here in no time, man. So she probably has 6 or 7 items.
Like what, salve?
Random fruits and vegetables. And on one of the fruits, it was like a papaya or something, and she probably had a couple of pounds worth of this. I don't know what it was. It was some sheathed fruit. I'm not exactly sure what it was.
Some what?
Sheathed fruit. Like that had a casing, like a banana.
But sort of like the redness.
Yeah, she had a basket of red rockets.
You want to take it down?
Boy, Danny, you are just peppering us with crap.
Mike brought it up.
Yeah, he did.
The redness.
Yeah, well, you're just on one.
I hate Danny today.
I don't get him.
All right, so she gets to the papaya or whatever. I don't know what it was. I don't even know what a papaya is, to be honest with you. And she looks at the checker lady and she goes, "How much did you charge me for those?" And she goes, "Well, they were 95 cents a pound." I don't know what it was. She said something like that. And she goes, "Well, that's not what the sign said at the back there at the market." And she goes, "Well, I mean, it rang it up this way." And she goes, "Well, I want you to go find out what that sign said back there, because that ain't what it said."
Probably talking about a lady that's on a fixed income that needs to watch her pennies. It's on a serious budget.
Right.
That needs to watch that.
Right.
That,
and just
that,
because that, she's trying to make sure they get it right.
A matter of a few cents means a lot.
I know someone who has a Coach purse is not on a fixed income, which is what she had. Believe me.
Her grandson couldn't have given her that. Her grandson that's very successful, that's a successful lawyer.
Right. So she's on it. So Grego, think about your reasoning here. Who puts her on a fixed income?
He didn't put her on a fixed income.
So you don't take care of your mom who's poor if you're a rich lawyer? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would.
But this guy wouldn't.
Maybe Jim Adler needs to start shopping for his mom then.
Maybe so.
Instead of just giving her nice purses.
It's a bad argument. So
terrific argument, and I won it.
No, you lost. So anyway, she's like, "Yeah, we'll go send someone to go check." So price check on papayas back in the fruit market.
Imagine the snake at this point, Ron.
I'm a little put out by it. Not bad though, because I've had price check problems before. So it takes about 3 or 4 minutes, and we're just all sitting there, and I'm getting a little antsy, And the lady comes back, or the guy comes back, and goes, "No, it's the same price that you rang up." And she goes, "Well, did you hear that, ma'am? It's the price that I quoted you." "Well, I just don't believe that." Mm-hmm. "I just don't believe that."
Mm-hmm.
So they move on. They just move on. So she rings it up, and she finishes ringing everything up, and her total is like $11.50. All right? And so then she goes, "Ma'am, it'll be $11.50. How would you like to pay?" And she goes, "I'll tell you what. I want you to take that papaya off, and I want you to re-ring me up."
Mm. Oh, my.
To which I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
Mm.
And the lady goes, "Well, I'm going to have to get someone to override the system. I don't have that authority." "We'll find him." So then off goes the checker to go find someone to override the computer so she can re-ring up.
You?
Oh, yes. I'm caged in at this point.
Mm.
To which I finally have had enough, and I turn to the old lady, and I go,
"Oh, no.
Do you want me to flip you a couple of bucks?"
Oh, how rude.
It's not rude.
Oh, my God.
Get on with this.
Kevin, I'm beginning to think you hate old people, too.
Get your damn papaya and get out the store, all right? We don't need your extra 50 cents.
You're
my customer that comes in, wastes everybody's time, and you're the biggest cheap ass in the world. You
but
use every coupon
involved here. Once again, it might be an old lady on a fixed income.
It doesn't matter.
50 cents to her is a lot.
Well, that's she right. might need what? To put her coach's purse on eBay.
Right.
What about
this lady?
Why do all you people hate old people?
No, Greg, you would have flipped out. You flip out in traffic when old people are in front of you.
Absolutely not. I would have sat right there, and I would have supported that old lady.
Really?
I said, "You know what? I'm right there with you.
So you're the guy who I was in the car with the other day when there was an old lady in the right lane, and you said old people shouldn't be allowed to drive. Quote, unquote.
Did you say that? That doesn't
That's
sound
hammer.
Like something you'd say.
Don't think I said that.
She was going like 40 in the right lane, Grego. Don't try to defeat the story. You would have freaked out.
Yeah, Grego, she was just saving gas because she's on a fixed income.
Right.
And Greg,
she can't afford an SUV like you. Oh, look at me and my Murano.
Right.
Ooh.
SUV.
Why can't she afford a Murano? So, when I ask her if I can loan her some money.
No, you said, can I flip you a couple of bucks?
She just turns and glares at me.
Well, she
should.
Well, good.
Just glares at
putting
me.
Putting the snake in his place.
So what'd you do?
Well, now, here's the thing, Corby.
Oh, go ahead, humanitarian Grego.
Well, no, hey, I'm consistent on this. Would you want anybody talking to your grandmother like that?
Porta.
Would you want anybody saying,
snake.
Can I flip you a couple bucks
Porta.
To your grandmother?
Porta.
No.
Snake.
Okay, then why would you say that to somebody else's grandmother?
Well, mine are dead, both of them.
Well, so are mine.
Snake.
But I guarantee if I was alive and somebody said that to my grandmother,
snake.
I would whip their ass right there in the line.
Even if your grandma was an inconsiderate pain in the ass like
you know
that
what?
Old lady was?
Yeah, I would have, because my grandmother could do no wrong.
Well, great, Grego.
No matter what.
Oh, well,
no
and I love America,
what.
Too.
Well, that's the end of the argument, then.
Yeah.
Great well, one.
Apple pie and baseball.
Even when my
grandma.
Wrong, she was not
Woo.
Wrong.
Right. So
and
the lady,
anybody, and if anybody disrespected her and
okay.
talked to her like that, I wouldn't
Here we
put
go.
Up with it.
Well, okay.
And you know what? If somebody did that to your grandpa, who just celebrated his 99th birthday, you would flip.
This is the thing. He wouldn't do that. He can function still in our society, which
well, she
is, gets
function,
back to my.
Too.
No, she can't.
Yes,
she cannot
could.
Function in our society.
Hey, she had it together enough to. Want a prize check.
Yeah.
And she was wrong.
And to get her basket and go through the line.
She was wrong. So the lady takes another 3 or 4 minutes to go get someone to override the system, you know, whatever. Comes back, changes the price. And I am glaring at this point.
Changes the price?
Yeah.
Like lowered it for her?
Yeah, lowered it.
Just so she could get the hell out?
From $11.50, they took the papayas off.
Oh, they just took it off?
Yes.
She didn't want them at this point.
No, she didn't want them. So it went from $11.50 to like $9.50.
You know who I blame for that?
You are kidding.
I
no.
blame the grocery chain because every single checker should be qualified to void something out and ring it up right there without going and getting a manager.
Okay, well, fine.
Well, not only that, but they should start putting individual price tags on the fruit and vegetables so they know how much it costs, because this electronic system is not foolproof, and it
Boy,
always messes up, and it's costing the consumer millions of dollars a year.
I think our
if
next
they would just have somebody with the price gun bring that back and put the prices on the fruit and all the rest of the products, we could avoid a lot of this trouble.
And we need to go back to the old Little House on the Prairie hand crank cash register.
Sure.
Exactly.
That'd
exactly.
solve a lot of problems.
This scan thing with all its lights and lasers.
Y'all are being ridiculous.
No. And it's going to put somebody's
ridiculous.
Eye out,
yeah.
too. Wait till somebody rings up a mirror and it pokes somebody in the eye.
With that laser.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Can you imagine that? A laser poking Granny
Y'all
in the eye? Boy, you'd really
ridiculous.
Freak out there, wouldn't you? Oh, Granny, no!
Y'all are being ridiculous.
Next thing you know, they're going to have self-LASIK. And then what's Dr. Tylock going to do? You can just walk through there and do your own LASIK.
So what happened?
So then it's check writing time.
Oh! When were the coupons brandished?
Oh, the coupons were brandished in the beginning.
Well, that's considerate.
Yes. So... She
Everybody's not rich. Some people, they have to use coupons.
Not finished. In the process
Cobra.
In the process of bitching about her papaya price, she had wrapped her purse
snake.
Sling.
She wasn't bitching
her purse
about
strap,
it. She was inquiring about
she had wrapped it around the little credit card slider, and she couldn't get it untangled. And she started yanking on it. And so I step in. I'm like, I got it. And so I unhook her purse, and she's
Porta.
Like, you know.
I'm sure she loved that.
She goes, you know, I had to get this purse, Prada, because someone stole my other purse, and I had to get one with a long strap. I was like, yeah, I understand that. I understand
Can you
that.
Imagine, Ron, how put out the snake was at this point?
Oh, he was drenched.
How dare this lady get old? How dare her get old?
No, this has nothing to do with age. If there's a little old lady that's making her way through the aisles of a grocery
this
store, and
has
she's, no,
everything
has nothing to
do
with
you know what?
It.
You know
if there's
what?
A lady that's going through the aisles and she's slow and I can't get around her, I am more than willing to let her take her time because she's slow getting around. But if some old lady is so inconsiderate that to be told that she is wrong, but God forbid that she ever be wrong in her life,
well, okay,
and,
Kevin,
and proven
you know what?
That that's
she
the exact
wrong.
Price.
You know, well, she was wrong, but then she figured out she couldn't afford it.
That had been
it was all about principle.
She
not
could have
it.
Not
finished.
Not
finished.
She thought it was one prize.
Hang on, hang on.
If she thought it was one prize and come to find out she was mistaken and it was a higher prize, she can't afford
that's
it.
That's right. And if she's
some
proven
people
wrong,
can't
well,
afford.
I'm just not going to buy it if it's wrong.
Okay,
right.
Corby, you've got the...
She is yes.
There's more?
Yes, there's more.
Oh, okay.
So she gets the checkbook out, writes her little $9.50 check, hands it to the lady. Can I see your driver's license? Driver's license? Starts fumbling through her wallet. Well, I just can't find it. I must have left it at the house. I don't have it. Just take my check. Well, we can't do that. We have to have a driver's license.
Oh, dear.
I just can't believe the nerve of you people at this grocery store. I just can't. And the checker's getting pissed. I mean, visible.
Well,
and she can't do anything.
The checker's job is to get people through there not to be pissed.
So then the lady pulls out her wallet, and here come the wads of 20s.
No
oh,
way.
She's got more 20s than I've ever had in my wallet
you know
in my life.
You know, okay, when did this happen?
I've
what
got
day?
20 bucks.
Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday was what? Tuesday was...
Welfare day, according to you. I don't know.
Tuesday was the 5th, so she probably got her check last week, and she probably got it cashed, and all those 20s is probably all the money she has.
No, 4th was Sunday.
Okay, well, that's the first business day.
Grego, when someone is dressed, when someone has a nice little pantsuit on, has a nice Prada purse, has a nice pair of shoes...
And $100,000
and a bunch of money...
Let me ask you, Ron, what, a minute ago, wasn't it a Coach purse? Now it's a Prada. Let's get this story
right, whatever.
Straight.
What's
okay,
the
what
difference?
Is it, a Coach or a Prada?
What's the difference?
About
I'm just saying.
$500.
I'm
let's
just
get
saying,
the story straight.
Saying,
was it Coach? Was it Prada?
It was Coach. And so then someone pulls
okay,
out
well,
a wad
Coach
of 20s.
Prada. Coach is a lot cheaper than Prada.
What, 500 compared to 1,000?
Yeah.
No, probably 700 compared to 200.
Okay, but you're saying someone
stand
on a fixed
back, burrito.
Someone on a fixed income though could go out and buy themselves a Coach purse. Greg,
I'm
you're
saying,
losing the argument
I'm
in,
saying,
a,
no,
in,
I'm
a in a violent
or a
way. In a violent way.
Bought the purse.
Okay, but so and they bought her the nice suit with the nice hairdo, and they bought her the money to put in her wallet.
No, I'm saying she probably cashed her check. It was the first of the month.
The wallet was Prada. The Coach. The purse was Coach.
And so,
you shut up, Danny.
The bottom line is she pulled out the money, gave her the 20, then. All the stuff's in her basket. So I'm over there. I get rang up complete. I mean, I got like $150 worth of stuff. I get rang up completely. She is still over there going over her receipt. And
like I said, a lot of people, they've got to watch their coins.
And so her bag, her basket is in front of mine. I can't get my basket out of there with all my stuff loaded up.
You would hate me at a grocery store because you know what? I watch everything they ring up because they will misring stuff. And I many times I've said, you know what? You rang that twice.
Right, that's great. So
you got to knock off that 79-cent ravioli.
Well, you damn
you can't
right they do.
It.
I don't want to pay for something that I didn't get.
So I tell the
I mean,
lady.
I mean, I'm on a fixed income, too.
Oh, sweet Lord in heaven.
The checker goes, ma'am, could you move your basket? He has to get out of here. She looks at her and goes, you didn't give me the super slasher price on the olives. That was her answer to move your basket. To which I just said, oh, good God.
Oh, can you
and I yanked
that,
her
Ryan?
Basket out of the way. Hopefully I hit her in the knee and caused some sort of injury.
Corby!
And I just
okay,
ran off.
So see?
Sorry.
Here we
that
go.
Is
that's
so
somebody,
sorry.
That is somebody's grandmother.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's someone's grandma who does
snake.
Not need to be out in society.
Okay, then what's she supposed to do, sit in her house and starve?
No.
She needed olives and she needed papayas.
Get Jim Adler to go shop for her, you know?
That lady doesn't have
any kids. Who the hell's Jim Adler?
Yeah. You know what?
Her rich lawyer son that bought her
lady,
the Prada bag?
That lady has no kids. Because she is so lonely, she's got to waste everybody's time at the grocery store
Kevin,
to get
she's
some
not
social
wasting
interaction.
Everybody's time. You don't know
she
that.
She is wasting everybody's
Kevin, no, she's
time.
Not.
Grego,
she's
a super
just a,
slasher?
She comes from a different generation. She grew up in the Depression where you had to watch your money. You just couldn't go around throwing around money for CDs.
All I'm saying is there's plenty of old people out there that can function perfectly in our society.
It sounds to me like she functioned more than perfectly because she knew they were trying to screw her on the papayas.
And the super slasher prize.
You're damn right.
Super slasher prize.
Did they give her her money back on the olives?
Oh, I left. I was like, I'm not putting up with this. I'm not sticking around to see the ending.
Oh, you had to. How could you not want to see the ending?
Oh, I was so boiling mad. Everyone was mad. You should see the people behind me.
How long were you there?
I was in line probably about 15 minutes.
Snake.
Waiting on her, dilly-dallying around.
I guarantee you, if that lady went back to the store and complained to the manager, a smart manager would tell her, you know what,
Snape.
We really don't need your business, and never come back. Because that lady made so many other customers mad that won't go back to that store because of her. Good-paying customers. Not only that, but they wasted the employee's time.
She's a good-paying customer.
No, she's not. She spends $11 at a clip.
But how do we know that this is
twice
she doesn't
a week
spend $200 when she goes there for her real
because
shopping?
It would take her all weekend to go through the freaking checkout line.
And she wrote a check when she had wads of cash.
You know what? A lot of people like to write a check for groceries.
Go ahead, raise your hand.
You know who's one of them?
Yes.
Me.
Capital douchebag writes checks.
I am not
you.
Capital douchebag. I like to have a record of the groceries I buy. That's why I write a check.
That's why they give you a receipt.
Well, you know what? I don't need a receipt. I got a canceled check.
Canceled
you want to know how much
checks
money I spent on groceries last year? Come over, I can tell you. I've got a canceled check for him.
I don't care. Just get out of my line.
It's not your line.
Really?
No.
Whose is it?
It's whoever is up there and has waited their place in line. Then they're there first.
You are the biggest hypocrite
no,
on
I'm not
the planet.
It is yours, Cobra.
You are the big. Both you guys are the biggest hypocrites.
How am I a hypocrite?
Grego, you are always in a hurry to do anything.
Yes, I am.
Right.
But I still don't.
But what?
I am not.
Here's the hypocrisy. Here it comes. But what?
I am not disrespectful to older people.
Oh,
under
my
any
God.
Circumstances.
Liar, liar, liar.
Not liar, not liar, not liar.
I would love to hear the huffing and puffing from Mr. Beef if he was stuck behind some old blue hair asking for the super slasher prize.
You know what? You would not hear a peep out of me.
Oh.
Now, if it was somebody like the snake, I'd be cussing him. But if it was a young person,
so you hate young people. Oh, well, looky here. He hates young people.
You know what? I do hate young people.
Well, there you go. What's the difference?
A lot.
What?
Because you don't have to show young people respect. You do older people. Am I right on that, Runs?
Totally.
You guys are unbelievable.
No, we're right.
And the thing is,
sorriness from the snake.
Once we go to break, they're going to be laughing, saying how much they agree. I ought to killed that old bitch.
Yeah,
shot her right in the head. That happened during the break.
I'd have taken
a
doozy and blew her away, or my nunchucks, one of the two.
By the way, next week, Corby has a new snake pit on how the audacity of the blind people wanting to breathe. How dare the blind people want to breathe?
Get ready, Dallas.
Yes.
Get ready for an all new.
Now, next week is why fat people stink.
Yeah, that'll be one. That's what you are. You're amazing. You're amazing.
All right. God, will you look at the time? Michael, look.
You know what? I don't care. What time is it, Ryan?
6:15.
Okay,
right,
well, you know what?
Break. What the hell?